credit to the guys. And, you know, it was a tough game. We knew even though we were up by 11 on the aggregate score, it was still going to be tough for us regardless. So we just had to come in and play hard as if we were down by 11 points, not up. So I'm glad that we got the job done.
It took you maybe the first quarter to find a rhythm, but once you got that rhythm, you were kind of, you combined that with being really solid on defense as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, credit to Leicester, you know, when you're down like that, you got to play a lot harder, and it'll be harder for us to master intensity. So they came out strong in the first quarter, and they made a little run. I know we're down by like 11 or 12 points, so we had to match their intensity, and we turned it around in the first quarter and brought the game back a little closer.
Coming down the stretch as well, Leicester make a bit of a run. They eventually go ahead on the aggregate score. I think something like 21 seconds to go. What are the thoughts at that point?
Well, we knew we just had we knew we had to score. They brought the game back, and it was tough for us. Some of the guys were tired, you know, and everything was going their way. Some of the guys hit some big threes. You know, Washington hit a big three, so it all came down to us.
Obviously, you're the man that goes and gets that too. What are the thoughts then to send it to overtime?
Right place, right time. I mean, it was tough. Appreciate the coach. It was tough for us. You know, BJ is one of our big-time scorers, so he had the ball in his hand, and all I could do was be there to rebound. And so I was there at the right place and just got the ball and put it in.
And then going into overtime, you guys really seem to have the bit between your teeth then.
Yeah, definitely. It was still going to be tough, even though we're in overtime, you know. We're still up by 11, but, you know, you still got to play hard. And again, we're down, so we just had to make sure we're focusing in on defense, getting stops.
And in terms of the three-pointers as well, I think you hit one in regulation, and then you make three in the space of a couple of minutes in overtime. It was all the momentum kind of went your way.
I know. It was crazy. You know, BJ hit some big threes. You know, John hit a big three. So, I mean, that's all we got to do, you know. We got different guys that can step up at any time, and credit to the guys who did tonight.
Just talk to me a bit about the kind of mental attitude in this squad. Obviously, you come back from that kind of adversity late on in the fourth quarter, then you come into overtime. It's a big kind of hurdle to get over that, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is a big hurdle to get over. But, you know, we just continued to work hard in practice, and I stayed with it. We stayed together as a team. You know, we're all close off the court, and on the court we're even closer. So we just got to – we pushed through the season. You know, we had a couple of losses in a row, and we turned it around late in the season. We weren't supposed to be here, really. Well, we were, but we weren't playing like it. But, you know, we made that run late in the season, and here we are. We're going to semifinals.
Seems like you've got all the momentum now. Is that the way it feels in the locker room?
Yes and no. I mean, we have momentum, yeah, on paper. Yeah, we're getting wins and stuff like that. But this is how we should have been playing to begin with, from beginning of the season to end. But, you know, better late than never.
Someone told me a stat as I came off the court that it's only the third time in BBL history that a seventh seed has beaten a second seed. What do you make to that? Do you feel like seven seeds?
Definitely not, you know. I mean, I don't think any team would have wanted to play us going into the playoffs, you know. Like you said, we have momentum right now, you know, we have a lot of wins right now. So, you know, momentum, whatever you want to call it, seven seed, really doesn't matter to us.
Newcastle next up, just thoughts ahead of them?
You know, Newcastle's a tough team, you know. Every time we play them, we have a hard time against them, but same game plan. Just gotta go in, play hard, get stops, and hopefully get up on aggregate score, so when we go there, we have a little bit of advantage.
So that's the kind of game plan, strong game at home to kind of set you up?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't really like how the playoffs is set up, you know, the first leg, second leg, but, you know, if you're the team at home first, you want to get that advantage going in to the second game.
Just a word on kind of BJ Holmes tonight and his performance tonight. I think he finishes the night with 23 points.
You know, BJ's our guy, you know. I've been here same time as BJ 3 years, and, you know, BJ's always been that guy, you know. I look up to BJ as a player, you know, and BJ definitely gets the job done, as you can see today. You know, he pulled through, and overtime, whenever he has to score, he's going to score. So credit to BJ for getting us through overtime.
Well played tonight, mate.
Appreciate it.